Should be green then also.
So the question was asked, what color should tzitzit be? The Shulchan Aruch brings a Rambam that the Rambam's of the opinion that the tzitzit should be the same color as the garment, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch writes v'amidakdekim, those that are careful in mitzvot do that. So the question is, where does this halacha stem from, this idea of having it the same color? So the Gemara derives, the pasuk says, al tzitzit kanaf petil tehelet. Put on the tzitzis of the corner a string of blue. So why is it called the tzitzit of the corner? The Gemara says the tzitzit should be of the same material as the corner. So some want to say it's not only the same material, it's also the same color. But we generally assume that it's part of zeh keli v'anveyu. It's part of making the mitzvah beautiful, that they're color coordinated. You wear blue tzitzit, so the tzitzit should be dyed blue. The Ramah comments that our custom is that we don't make colorful tzitzis, but rather we always have white tzitzis. And what? That is good. We have white tzitzit, we have white strings, even on a colored garment. So that's, if the Mishnah Berurah says you want to fulfill everyone's opinion, so then wear a white garment with white tzitzit. But we look at the prime color of the garment, even though there are stripes and this, that, it's considered a white garment with a little bit of stripes, so that's okay. At the end of the day, the whole idea, is the Shulchan Aruch only quotes it as a yesh umrim. There are those that say it should be of that color. And he calls it hamidakdikim. Those that are extra careful in mitzvot, they do that. Doesn't seem like something too incumbent. And according to the simple reading, is this is the idea of zeh keli v'anveyu. It's part of making the mitzvah beautiful. So if a person has tzitzis and they got it a little dirty, we try to keep them clean, but it certainly doesn't disqualify the tzitzit. Okay?